On a dangerously stormy night last November, four Coast Guard members risked their lives to save a 70-year-old man whose boat sank about 50 miles south of Wrangell.
And Corpsman Survivor coming up.
The four crew members of the MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter received air medals for heroic service at a ceremony in early May. The man they rescued in Union Bay that stormy evening, Kurt Broderson, lost nearly everything he owned that night. But he remained upbeat about the whole thing. Here he is speaking to KSTK on November 13th of 2020, a week and a half after his boat, the Irony, sank in the storm.
In a way, it's sort of liberating because I'm starting fresh with just the clothes I'm wearing. The problem that I'm having is I don't exactly have a goal for the rest of my life, but maybe something will occur to me.
Broderson spoke with hope of life after the Irony sank. But after recovering initially in Ketchikan, Broderson came to Wrangell, where doctors discovered a fast-moving spinal cancer. Broderson died on March 26th, his 71st birthday. His neighbor Debbie Johnson in Union Bay recalls a humble person who didn't want to take up too much space.
He wasn't intimidating at all. He wasn't, aggressive at all. He was just this very gentle person, and it just made you just want to know him, and he never made you feel in any way awkward or anything, just a very loving person.
She says it was difficult to see her good friend go through so much tumult in such a short period of time.
He just had a hard time at the end there. He definitely didn't deserve all the things that life threw at him there at the end.
Johnson says she and her late husband first met Broderson in 1979.
We were shrimping and caretaking at Bell Island back in the day, and he was shrimping up around Bean Canal at the same time, and that's how we all met.
It was an instant and lifelong friendship. Broderson was a whiz with problem solving and could fix just about anything, she says.
He was like our MacGyver. That's what we called him here in Union Bay. He was the MacGyver of Union Bay.
But even as close as they were, she says Broderson valued his privacy.
He was a loner, He was pretty much he liked being alone. And his property out here, you have to cross a bar at high tide to even get back to where his property was. And he absolutely loved that because nobody... he would know when someone could come through there to see him if they wanted to see him. They'd have to wait for a high tide.
Broderson had a float house on his property, but lived on his boat. Johnson says she'd check up on Broderson how she could.
Boat, he had a lot of stuff on the back deck, his hot tub and all kinds of stuff. He liked taking a hot tub every day, so I'd always know that he was... down there and doing okay down at his place because I couldn't see him from my house, but I could hear his chainsaw every afternoon cutting up firewood to put for his hot tub every day, so I'd know everything was okay.
Johnson says she misses Broderson's unfailing helper attitude.
He was, Mr. Reliable, someone to go to if you had a problem because it just never failed. He would drop whatever he was doing to give you a hand. He wouldn't even ask what it's about. He would just stop and come and give you a hand.
He was a treasured friend to his small, chosen family circle.
I just genuinely loved him, and my husband did too.
At Broderson's request, there was no funeral. Johnson says he bequeathed his Union Bay property and small float house to some of his closest friends. His boat and former home, the Irony, remains unrecovered on the seafloor. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.